感谢主，在这个主日啊，早上让我们可以一同聚在主的跟前，一同来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that on this Sunday morning we can gather before Him to give Him the worship.
我们开头还是一个简短的祷告。
I'd like to still begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving.
早上我们可以一同聚在你自己的跟前。
This morning we can gather before your presence.
我们从深处把我们的敬拜归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give you our worship.
主啊，在这个末后的世代，
In these last times,
我们需要听见你自己的声音。
We desperately need to hear your voice.
所以今天早晨，
Lord, this
morning, 求你让我们能够听见你的声音。
You allow us to hear your voice.
预备我们的心。
Prepare our hearts,
也开通我们里面的耳朵。
And open up our ears.
主，我们愿这一点时间中满了你的同在。
Lord, we pray that in this short time that we have, we'll be full of your presence.
求你用厚厚的膏油涂抹说的翻译的。
May you richly bless and anoint the speaking and the translating.
也厚厚的涂抹所有听的。
And richly bless and anoint those who are listening.
让我们都从你的手中领受你丰盛的恩典。
That we can all gain from your blessings.
主啊，愿你得着当得的荣耀。
Lord, may you have the rightful praise and worship that you deserve.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们都知道我们来到末后的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that we have come to the end times.
这个疫情呢，其实是一个瘟疫，神在提醒我们。
And this pandemic that we are in is a pestilence that God is using to remind us that our time is running out.
在我个人的感觉里面，
My own personal feeling,
好像我们已经来到天堂的，来到天国的大门口。
My personal feeling is that we've come to the gates of the kingdom of heaven.
可能我们还有一点点的机会，我们就可以进神的国度。
Perhaps we have just a little bit more time before we enter into His kingdom.
所以我仍旧愿意用一些主的话和弟兄姊妹相互的劝勉。
So I'd like to use some of God's words to mutually encourage.
让我们在这个时候在主跟前真的是警醒，也有好的预备。
As before the Lord, we can be alert and we can be well prepared.
那么我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like brothers and sisters to read with me from the Word of God.
我们先看这个创世纪。
Please turn with me to Genesis.
第十七章。
Chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯拉罕年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全的人。
Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
然后我们回到第十四章。
And then let's turn to chapter 14.
我们先看十九节。
And let's look at verse 19.
这里他，这是指着麦基洗德啊，为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
And these are the words from King Melchizedek. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth.
这里啊，中文的这个主字啊，原文最好翻成是 possessor。是拥有者
and,
天地的拥有者
and the word, pay attention to the word possessor of heaven and earth that all things belong to him
那么在22节那里
and then in verse 22
就说亚伯兰对索多玛王说我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓
and Abram said to the king of Sodom I have sworn to the Lord God Most High possessor of heaven and earth
第二十三节说，凡是你的东西，就是一根线一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
Verse 23, that I may not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours, lest you say, I have made Abram rich.
这里是亚伯拉罕对索多玛的王说，神是天地的拥有者。
And this is Abram before the king of Sodom saying that God Most High, he is the possessor of heaven and earth.
然后我们请看《生命记》第八章，第二十九章，先看二十九章。
And next, let's turn to Deuteronomy
二十九章
，Deuteronomy 29
第五节
，Deuteronomy 29 verse 5。
我领你们在旷野四十年，你们身上的衣服没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。
And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandal has not worn out on your foot.
然后我们回到第八章。
Then let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们从第七节读到第十节。
Verse
7
through 10.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源有山谷，谷中流出水来，那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因为他将那美地赐给你了。
So the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you shall eat food without scarcity, in which you shall not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
我们再看新约圣经哥罗西书第一章。
Then let's turn to the New Testament, Colossians chapter 1.
第一章第十九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Colossians 1:19, for itwas the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
然后第二章
in chapter 2,
第九节和第十节
verses 9 and 10,
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们也在他里面得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
然后我们回到以弗所书。
Then let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
我们先读第十八节。
Ephesians 1:18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, which are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
特别请弟兄姊妹注意，最后那句话说，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And please pay attention to the last phrase, what is it, that says, what are the riches or fullness of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
第二十三节
Verse 23,
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这个也后面也可以翻作是那充满万有者的丰满。英文对
Yeah, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹交通过好几次。
I've already shared with brothers and sisters many times.
神不仅希望我们做一个成熟的儿女。
That God not only wants us to be mature sons,
神也喜欢我们能成为他的好仆人。
He desires for us to be his good servants.
特别当神的国度降临的时候。
Particularly as the kingdom draws near.
神希望我们都成好仆人被他欢迎进入他的国度。
And the Lord wishes that we all are welcome to him as good servants.
我们讲过使徒保罗在新约时代中是神的好仆人。
We've mentioned that the Apostle Paul in the New Testament was a good servant.
他是一个好榜样。
He's a good example.
在他的经历里面告诉我们。
In his experience, he tells us.
如果一个人要做神的好仆人。
If anyone wants to be a good servant.
第一件事情需要认识主人。
The first thing that a good servant needs to know is to recognize the master.
第二件事情认识主人所做的事。
And the second thing is to know what the master desires.
我们关于对主人的认识我们已经有了讲论了。
Regarding knowing the master, we've already talked about this many times.
我们知道我们的主人何等的伟大。
We know that our master is great.
我们也知道他有全能。
We know that he's an all-powerful God.
那么他也有完全的智慧。
And he is an omniscient and all-wise God.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹呢，继续再讲一点。就是我们要认识我们主人的丰富。
And today I'd like to continue on that we would recognize the all-sufficiency of our master.
Richness, 我们主人的这个丰富。
That the riches and the fullness of the master.
这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
我一直感觉
And I have this feeling.
如果一个人想要做好仆人，
If someone wants to be a good servant,
他的侍奉能够蒙神的喜悦，
That his service would be accepted by God.
认识主人是一个关键性的问题。
And recognizing the Lord as the master is a critical thing.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
所以今天我们要认识我们主人的丰富，这也是非常重要的。
So today it's also extremely important for us to recognize and know the riches that our master has.
那么在圣经中我们要解释这个主人的这个丰富。
And using the Bible, we'd like to describe the riches of the master.
我们可以从三个方面来讲到它。
And there are three aspects that we can look at.
就是它是全有全足，它是全有全丰全足的。
That he is a God who possesses all things and all the fullness belongs to him and he is an all-sufficient God.
那么所以我们的神他是全有一切都属于他的。
And our God is the possessor of heaven and earth. All things belong to him.
他是这个丰满的神。
And he is a completely full God. He is fullness.
那么呢，他也是全足的神。
And he is also an all-sufficient God.
那么今天早晨呢，我们愿意从这三个点呢，和弟兄姊妹们呢一同有一些的交通。
So from these three aspects, I'd like to fellowship on these.
在创世纪里面，我们已经读到了，天地万有都是属于他的。
In the passages in Genesis that we just read, it already said that he is the possessor of heaven and earth.
事实上我们知道他是一切事物的源头。
Truthfully saying, he is the origin of all things.
所以创世纪第一章第一节说起初神。
So that's why it says in Genesis 1:1, it's in the beginning God.
万有都是他的。
Everything belongs to him.
天地都是他的。
Heaven and earth belongs to him.
连我们这些人都是属于他的。
Even today, all of mankind belongs to him.
当然今天我们也需要被提醒。
But today we need to be reminded.
我们在教会中侍奉我们的主。
In the church, when we serve our God.
我们要知道教会也是他的。
We have to understand that the church also belongs to him.
所有的羊群都是他的。
The entire flock belongs to him.
所有一切的工作也都是他的。
All the work belongs to him.
所以我们对于这一点的认识在我们的侍奉上是非常重要的。
This recognition in our service is extremely important.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天我们在地上侍奉主。
Brothers and sisters, we know that in this world we serve our God.
我们常常会有团体的观念，我们觉得这些羊是我们的。
We sometimes have this feeling that the sheep and the flock belong to me.
事实上，弟兄姊妹们，没有一只羊是我们的。
In reality, not one sheep belongs to
me. 我们自己也是羊。
Because we ourselves are sheep.
所以我在各处和许多负责侍奉主的弟兄们在交通的时候。
And when I speak with other serving brothers throughout the world,
我提醒我们大家，
and I remind everyone,
我们就说了，今天我们只不过是主用我们来服侍他的羊群。
Today, it is only God simply using us to serve his flock.
没有一只羊是你的。
Not one sheep belongs to us.
所以我们看见有的人在地上好像为主做了很大的功，建立了很大的团体。
And we see that in the world there are individuals who have done great things for the Lord.
但是呢，当他死的时候，一只羊也带不去，对不对？
But when he dies, not one sheep can he take with him.
所以圣经给我们看见，一切都是他的。
So we see from the Bible that all things belong to him.
这个对于我们做神的仆人来讲，是一个重要的提醒。
So as a servant of God, this is an important reminder.
这样呢，也叫我们里面呢，能拥有一些的安息。
And within us, we can have peace.
让我们呢能够好好的来服侍神的百姓。
That we can diligently serve God's people.
他不仅拥有这一切万有。
He not only possesses all things.
他也在一切事物上面有他的权柄。
But he also has his authority over all things.
那这个意思就是他有所有权，一切都是属于他的。
This means that he has the authority over everything that he owns.
圣经告诉我们很清楚，这个世界呢，因为仇敌用不法的手段夺取。
We can see that in this world, Satan has used his evil to destroy God's plan.
好像魔鬼成了这个世界的王。
And it seems like Satan is the king of the world.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our God.
他借着十字架的救恩。
He used the salvation that he achieved on the cross.
他成为被杀的羔羊。
And he became the lamb that was slain.
所以在启示录里面告诉我们
So in the book of Revelation it reminds us
羔羊手拿书卷
That the lamb has the book in his right hand
这个书卷那么弟兄们告诉我们原文的意思就是所有权状
And this book many brothers have explained this book as a symbol of authority
所以呢这告诉我们是主耶稣把这个堕落的世界在仇敌手中的世界又重新拿回来了。
So the Lord Jesus came into this world and into the dominion of Satan and reclaimed his ground.
所以他被称作是万王之王万主之主。
So he is named the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
现在一切所有的都在他的权柄底下。
And now everything belongs to him.And it's under his authority.
所以今天如果我们要好好的侍奉主
So today if we are to serve God well
我们要认识我们的主人是全有的主人
We need to recognize that our God possesses all things.
我们呢是一无所有
And we don't own anything.
那么一切所有的都是这个主人给我们的
Everything that we do have has been given to us by our master.
他也乐意给我们
and it is his pleasure to give to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们如果能明白
if we can recognize this,
今天我们在世上所有的一切都是神所赐给我们
that today everything that we own has been given to us by our master.
有的东西是暂时给你用一用的
and some of these things are for our use temporarily.
我想这样对我们跟随主会精神的很多
then,This will allow us to reckon, to allow us to better understand, make it easier on us.
Yeah, 让我们能更亲神的跟随他。
That it'll be easier for us to follow him.
所以一个做神仆人的人
So a man who is is a servant of God.
你首先要知道认识你主人在万有中的这个权柄。
We first of all have to recognize that He, God, possesses all things.
他不仅是全有。
He not only owns everything and possesses all things.
那么在圣经里面告诉我们他也是全丰的神。
But all the fullness belongs to Him.
Yeah. 这个丰满这个字啊
，the word fullness，
那么斯派克弟兄告诉我们说是很难下定义。
Brother T. Austin Spark says that it's very hard to describe，
因为它是包罗所有一切所有的一个字。
Because it encompasses literally everything，
那说明它不仅拥有，它也非常的丰富。
That not only does he possess all things, but he is rich and abundant in all things.
这个丰富是无穷无尽的丰富。
And this fullness is something that is limitless.
他怎么样的供应，他人就是丰满。
No matter how much he supplies, and he is the definition of
fullness. 所以如果我们能认识神是丰满的神。
So we have to recognize that our God is a God of fullness.
那么我们今天在侍奉中啊，我们就不必要担忧一切的事情。
So in our service today, we don't need to worry about anything.
他可以供应我们所有一切。
Because he can supply all of our needs.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们知道神的这个丰满呢，丰富呢啊，写在两面，一方面写在他的创造上面。
So we see that the abundance in God's fullness has two points. One is in the creation of the world.
在这个物质的世界里面，我们看见神显出他是多么丰富的神。
In the material and physical world, we can see how abundant the fullness of God is.
他不仅在物质的世界里面显出他的丰富。
And not only in the material world does he display his fullness.
他在属灵的事情上面更显出他的丰富。
In the spiritual realm, he displays even more his fullness.
我想今天呢，我们知道在物质的方面，神给人的供应，那都是已经是无穷无尽的，好像。
We know that today how the Lord supplies us with material things is beyond what we can ask for already.
我们举一点例子来说明。
I'll give you an example for this.
比方说，神带领以色列百姓离开埃及进到旷野里面。
So for example, how God led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness.
啊，我们大致的估计，恐怕那个时候大概有两三百万的以色列人。
And from a rough calculation, we can say that there are about 2 or 3 million Israelites.
那么还加上很多的牲畜，对吧？
And then there were some extra people.
No, herd.
Livestock. Livestock.
有羊啊，牛啊，羊的。
And there are cows and sheep.
那我们知道，你读出埃及记他们走的时候呢？他们呢带着团面盆啊，那个面盆。
As the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they brought these the container for baking.
Yeah, 那么里面还带着那个没有发酵的面。
And they had unleavened bread.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个东西啊，你只能吃个几天就没有了，对不对啊？
And so brothers and sisters.What they brought could only last them 1 or 2 days.
神在旷野四十年养活他们。
The Lord supplied their every need for 40 years in the wilderness.
是天天供应他们。
Daily the Lord would supply.
你看这么多人，你要用多少的粮食来供应？
Two to three million people he supplied them every day.
你还要供应他们喝的水。
And you have to supply them of their drinking water.
所以后来到生命记第二十九章那里摩西就说了，你们这四十年呢、啊、你们的衣服没有穿破，鞋子也没有走破。
And that's why in Deuteronomy, Moses would say that after 40 years that God led you in the wilderness and your clothes did not wear out, your that your sandals did not wear out.
我们知道这四十年他们在旷野，他们也不种也不收，对不对？他们不耕种，不耕地，他们也没有收成的。
So in these 40 years, the Israelites didn't have to work or till the land at all.
是神直接供应他们。
It was a complete, their existence was completely supplied.
你可以想象神的供应是多么的丰富。
We can see that the Lord's fullness was so abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这四十年以色列人在旷野。
These 40 years in the wilderness.
事实上他们也见证了神的丰富。
It's a testament to the fullness of God.
这是多么重要的一件事。
What an important thing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神到了新约时代。
Thank God that until the New Testament time,
神仍旧是在这些方面能供应我们的一切需要。
God continues to supply us of our every need.
我们记得在旧约摩西五经里面。
We know that in the five books of Moses.
那么十二个支派呢，所有的支派都有产业。
That the 12 tribes of Israel all had an inheritance.
只有利未支派是没有产业。
Except for the tribe of Levi.
因为神说呢，我就是他们的产业。
Because God said to the Levites, I will be your inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，这个好不好呢？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this a wonderful thing?
这其实最好的。
And actually, this is the best.
那么神做他们的产业。
That God himself was their inheritance.
所以神这样做就是要叫那些侍奉主的人呢，那么见证神的丰富。
And the Lord wanted this because it's a testament to those who serve God.
这也就是为什么到了新约时代。
And this is something that is when we come to the New Testament.
神呼召人来服侍神。
When God calls us to serve him.
做主的工人。
To be his servants.
Workers.
His workers.
那么我们知道其实呢不仅是用我们做一些的事情而已。
Not only does he use us to accomplish some tasks.
神也要用我们的生活来见证他的丰富。
But he also wants to use our lives as a testament to his fullness.
所以新约时代中所有跟随神的这些工人应该过的是信心生活。
So the life that all of these workers have in the New Testament should be a life of faith.
什么叫信心生活？
And what is a life of faith?
就相信他的供应。
Is that we believe in his supplication.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
我们看见在教会历史上。
We see in church history.
有许多弟兄姊妹他们为着这个做了美好的见证。
There are many brothers and sisters who have given this wonderful testimony.
我举两个例子说明一下。
I'll give two examples.
有很多弟兄姊妹都知道这个George Mueller 弟兄 ,Mueller 弟兄。
And many people are already familiar with George Mueller.
那么他在世的日子呢他呢用他的信心证实了神给他的丰富。
In his lifetime, he used his faith to display the fullness of God's supplication.
他32岁出来侍奉神。
When he was 32 years old, he came out to serve God.
一直服侍到93岁。
And served God all the way until he was 93 years old.
他的一生完全凭着信心活在主跟前。
And he lived a life of complete faith before the Lord.
后来呢他们计算了一下。
And someone did a calculation.
他的一生呢从他手中神给他的丰富多少呢有1350万。
That in his lifetime, he had, God supplied him 13.5 million.
那么1350万那个时候可能还是英镑。
And 13.5 million, that, back in his time, it was measured in pounds.
这是一个非常大的数字。
This is a great amount of money.
他从来没有求过任何人。
He never went to plead or ask
for money. 也没有跟任何人要过钱。
He never asked for money.
是完全神这样供应啊。
Completely, the Lord supplying him.
所以呢穆勒弟兄用他的信心证实了神是丰满的神。
So through, Mueller's faith, it testified the abundance of God's fullness.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在教会历史中还有许多神的儿女有这样美好的见证。
And throughout church history, there are many other brothers and sisters who have a wonderful testimony like this.
弟兄姊妹也知道这个何作恩姊妹的这个见证啊 ，Miss Barber。
And many people are familiar with Margaret Barber's testimony.
她曾经写了一首诗歌。
She wrote a hymn once.
她说：“你是我神，全有全丰全足。
”You are my
God.
You are my God, and you are
all possess, all fullness, all sufficient.
Yeah.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的姊妹写了这么一首的诗歌。
Our sister wrote this hymn.
她终身在主面前用信心跟随主。
And throughout her life, she lived a life of faith.
当她在中国为主做工的时候
，That when while she was in China doing work for God,
她的生命中有很多奇妙的经历。
That in her life, she had a lot of miraculous experience.
我们的姊妹坚守一件事情。
But our sister held on to one thing.
因为她认识她主人的丰富。
Because she recognized the fullness of her master.
她从来不把她的需要告诉任何人。
She never let anyone know about her needs.
她觉得去暗示别人都是她的羞耻。
And she thought it would be a shame for her to ask for help for her needs.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天呢，我们知道神用一些人为他的丰满做见证。
Today, God uses people to display and manifest His fullness.
在物质的世上
，regarding material things,
神实在是太丰富了。
God is truly so abundant.
所以我们需要有信心。
And we have to have faith.
那弟兄姊妹们，不仅我们看见啊，在物质的神所创造的物质上面的这样的一个丰盛。
And not only does God supply us with abundance in material things,
在属灵的生命里面更是丰富。
In our spiritual life, He is even more abundant.
所以在哥罗西书里面
So in Colossians,
那么主告诉保罗告诉我们，神一切所有的丰盛都有形有体的在基督的里面。
And Paul tells us that all the fullness has been placed in Jesus Christ.
说你得着了基督，你就得着一切的丰富。
So if we have Jesus, then we have the fullness.
我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
当他把他的儿子赐给我们的时候
，That when He gave us His own Son,
就他所有一切的丰富都已经在我们的里面。
That all the fullness of God has already been given to us.
所以基督徒应该过着一个灵里面富足的生活。
So, brothers and sisters, as Christians, we should be living a satisfied spiritual life.
那么保罗也告诉我们，在他里面已经得到这个丰满。
Because according to Paul, we have already gained the fullness in Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
不仅保罗得到丰富。
That not only Paul received the fullness.
我们知道在教会历史上
But in church history,
许多弟兄姊妹都活在这个丰富的里面。
Many brothers and sisters have lived in this fullness of God.
所以因此保罗在以弗所书第一章里面他有个祷告。
And even in Ephesians, chapter 1, Paul has a prayer.
他求主照明我们的心眼。
That he prayed that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
那么有三件事情
And there are three things,
其中有一件事情
and one of them is,
就是能够看见他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
that we would see the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
所以在教会历史上你想想看
So in church history, think about it.
从头一个世纪
From the first century,
那些使徒们他们在基督里面所得到的丰富
The apostles that gained the fullness in Jesus Christ.
不仅保罗是丰富的
Not only did Paul gain that
约翰也是丰富的
John was full.
彼得也是丰富的
And Peter had that fullness.
那么斯蒂凡也是丰富的
Stephen had that fullness.
那我们看见还有其他很多的基督徒他们都是丰富的
And many Christians experienced that fullness.
然后从那个时候一直到今天
From that first century all the way until today
教会历史中多少爱主的弟兄姊妹
throughout church history, many who loved God.
在他们的生活中经历主。
In their life, they experienced
God.
They experienced God's fullness in their life.
你想想看。
Think about it.
你把这一切通通加起来的时候。
If you were to add all of this up.
那岂不是真正是有丰盛的荣耀吗？
Isn't it like it says, a true fullness of his glory?
Of glory.弟兄姊妹们，这个里面还包括着你我这些蒙恩得救的人。
And brothers and sisters, this includes you and I and all who believe in him.
虽然我们不能像保罗、像彼得、像约翰这样。
Although we may not be like Paul, Peter, and John.
但是在我们的生活中也天天经历他丰富的供应。
But daily we can experience the fullness of him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们能看见神的这个丰满。
We can see the abundance in his fullness.
他是那样愿意供应我们。
That he is willing to supply our every need.
所以在旧约圣经的里面。
So in the Old Testament.
那我们看见神不仅在旷野里面供应以色列百姓。
That in the wilderness, God was not only in the wilderness that God, supplied the Israelites.
然后呢神就把他们带进了这个迦南美地。
But he then brought them into the land of Canaan.
那我们刚才读到申命记第八章。
And we read in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
那里告诉我们那是美地。
And we saw that that was the land of milk and honey.
啊那个地方那 Beulah Land 那是一个非常丰富的地方。
That land, Beulah Land is a very beautiful land.
当然我们知道那个是预表着在基督里面的丰富。
And that's a representation of the fullness in Christ.
所以呢在旷野里面是预表是物质上的丰富。
So in the wilderness, that is a representation of God supplying from a material standpoint.
那么在迦南地呢
In the land of Canaan,
是预表在基督生命里面的丰富。
It's a representation of the fullness of Christ.
所以今天神不仅在物质方面，他是丰满的神。
Not only in material things is he a full God.
在属灵的事上，他更是丰富的神。
But in spiritual things, he is even more abundant in his fullness.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们要作为神的仆人
today for us to be a servant of God,
我们侍奉他
we serve him,
我们必须认识主人的丰富
we have to recognize the fullness of our master.
今天我们如果不认识主人的丰富
today if we don't recognize the fullness of our master,
我们无法过信心的生活
then how can we live a life of faith?
弟兄姊妹们今天整个教会在地上
Brothers and sisters, today the church in the world
就应当见证基督的丰满
is a testament to the fullness of Christ.
所以保罗在以弗所书第一章二十三节告诉我们
So, Paul in Ephesians, chapter 1:23
教会是他的身体
He says the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满
The fullness of Him who fills all in all.
不仅今天我们在地上可以经历
Not only can we experience this in the world today.
将来我们要进入永世
And when we enter into eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹你不用担心
Brothers and sisters, you don't need to worry.
神是丰满的神
God is a God of fullness.
他能供应我们直到永永远远
And he can supply us with his fullness for an eternity.
不今天我们在地上呢
But today while we are
我们只是为这个丰满做见证
We are only testifying of his fullness.
我们应该在我们的生命中能经历这个丰满。
In our lives daily, we should be able to experience this fullness.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那你原谅我用自己一点点小小的经历说明。
And if you would allow me to use my own experience to better, say this.
我从1968年蒙主的呼召出来侍奉。
In 1969, when the Lord called me to serve him.
那个时候我服侍主一直到今天
from that day I served the Lord all the way until today
40多年过来了40年过来了
40 plus years have passed
那么我所有的服侍就是根据这本圣经
all of my service has been because of this book
你想想看这本圣经啊 在我们的手中看起来就是这么一本书，对吧？
The Bible in our hands, it just looks like a simple book.
我们知道在字面上面来讲圣经是有限的。
We can see that from the text alone, there are limitations.
但是呢这本圣经是为基督做见证的。
But this book, this Bible testifies of Jesus.
如果你能活在基督里，
And if we can live in Christ, in Jesus,
活在主的这个丰盛的生命里面，
we can live in his abundant life.
这本书对你来讲成了一本 open Bible, 公开开放的书。
Then this Bible is to us an open book.
那你就能看见其中所包含的意义是无穷无尽。
And the meaning, of the meanings of the words are limitless.
感谢我的主。
I thank my God.
我从开头服事的时候，
From the beginning when I served God,
我就从这本圣经里面得供应。
I was supplied by the Bible.
几十年过来了。
And after decades,
我仍旧从这本圣经里面得供应。
I still, find my supply from this
Bible. 我一直感觉到这本圣经是无穷无尽的供应。
I still feel like this Bible is limitless in its supply.
所以今天如果你不认识基督的意义，
So today, if we don't recognize and understand the purpose of
Christ, 你只从字面读这本圣经，
and if we only read the Bible for its text,
可能你读不到一两年你就觉得都没有什么东西可读了。
Maybe you read it one or two years and you feel like there's not much else to it.
这本奇妙的书，
This miraculous and amazing book
跟世上任何的书都不一样，
is different than any other book in this world.
你地上的书不可能有一本书你读了五六十年还在读。
And there's no book in this world where you can read for 50 to 60 years and yet you're still gaining from that.
你也不可能有一本书你一直在那里读都可以看见有新的东西。
And there's no book in this world like compared to this where you could read for 50 to 60 years and still gain new things.
只有这一本书，
Only this book.
你不断地在里面发现新的东西有新的亮光。
You continuously will see new life and new enlightenment.
因为这本书是讲述基督的丰满。
Because this book speaks of the abundance of
神的丰满在基督。
Fullness in Jesus.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
The fullness of Jesus in this book is such a wonderful thing.
所以请你们原谅我这样说。
So may you allow me to say this.
我这些年感觉我有这本书就够了。
In all these years, I feel like as long as I have this Bible,
其他的书呢？不需要
All the other books I don't need to read.
你都可以从里面得到丰富。
You can gain the abundance from this book.
Moody 弟兄，这个大传福音的 Moody 弟兄。
D.L. Moody once said.
他也告诉我们说。
He tells us.
他曾经把圣经读过一百遍。
He said he read the Bible 100 times.
他也说到后来他只有这本书就够了。
And in the end, he said, all I need is this book.
因为你不是得到一本书。
Because what you gain is not just
你是得到基督的丰富。
You gain the abundance and the fullness of Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
如果我们在圣灵的带领中，
So if we are led by the Spirit,
在生命的里面来读这本书，
That if we read this book with life,
你就看见神是无穷无尽的丰富。
That you can see that God is an abundant and full God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他是全丰的神。
He is all the full. He is the abundantly full God.
那么，所以我们从圣经里面已经看见，无论在物质的一面，在属灵的一面，神都是极其的丰富。
So we can see from whether from a material standpoint or the spiritual standpoint. Our God is rich in fullness.
所以你作为神的仆人呢，
So as a servant of God,
你尽可放心，
We need to relax.
你用信心跟随主人，
And we use faith to follow our master.
那么在你的生活侍奉里面就不断地经历他丰盛的供应。
In our life and in our service, we can continually experience the fullness in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅今生今世在主面前这样的蒙主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, daily we need to be blessed by the Lord in this way.
有一些真正 认识圣经的人告诉我们。
There are some who really know the word of God and they tell us.
他说光是马太福音这一卷书啊。
Just the book of Matthew alone.
你可能就从今时一直读到永远。
You can read it from today into eternity.
你会看见无穷无尽的丰富。
And you will see a limitless, abundance from the Lord.
所以我们需要认识我们的主人。
So we need to recognize our master.
这个在侍奉上面呢，那么才是我们的福气。
And this is our blessing in our service.
今天我们感觉侍奉主的人，有的时候我们里面很窘迫啊，很 embarrassing 的。
Sometimes in service we feel embarrassed.
因为我们的圣经中找不到，好像找不到亮光，我们用这个书籍那个参考书一大堆。
So then we feel like we can't gain enough out of the Bible, so we look at a lot of commentaries and a lot of other spiritual books.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我，我不是轻看那些东西。
And don't misunderstand me, I'm not looking lightly upon them.
有时候你也可以看一看。
And of course you can read those other books.
但是呢，真正能给你丰富的是基督。
But the only way to gain that abundance and fullness is from Christ.
所以你在圣经中如果摸到基督的意义，哎呀，那是无穷的丰富。
So in the Bible, if you are to touch the purpose of God, then you will be full of riches.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他不仅是全有的神。
He not only is a God who possesses all things.
他也是全丰的神。
But he is a completely full God.
不仅是全丰的神。
Not only is he a God of fullness.
并且呢，他也是全足的神。
He is also an all-sufficient God.
这个实在是感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
所以在这个生命记第八章里面告诉我们。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8,
神不仅把迦南美地给他们
，Not only did he give the land of Canaan to the Israelites，
神也告诉他们，你们在其中一无所缺。
But he also tells them that there will be no scarcity。
几乎是要你们要什么就有什么。
And whatever you need, you will have。
神给我们的供应都是从来不缺的。
And there will what God gives us that we will never lack。
这叫全足。
And this means he is an all-sufficient.
我们知道在世界上面呢，有的时候呢，人国家的粮食有时候够给，有时候就不够。
Sometimes throughout history, a country may have riches and give to the people, but sometimes it's not enough.
但对于神来讲，任何时候他都能够丰丰富富的供应。
But for God, at any moment, he can richly supply our every need.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的神、他从来不小气的。
Our God is not a stingy and cheap.
他如果要给你那、就是丰富满满的丰富满满的。
If he's going to give to us, he will give to us in abundance.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.、
所以你看见呢这个神在旧约时代中啊就像以色列人、都显明这个恩典。
So we see in the Old Testament that the Israelites were, we can see that the manifestation of his abundance.
我们知道那个时候以色列人神给他们吩咐啊，有每五十年有一个安息年。
And we know that in the Old Testament that when the Lord every 50 years gave them a Sabbath.
神对他们说这一年呢、你们根本不需要耕种。
That this one year of Sabbath, you don't need to work.
我会使那些所有的粮食通通供你们用。
I will supply your every need.
也供你们牛羊用。
And including your livestock.
并且呢，不仅是供应一年。
And not only do I supply for the full year.
你吃到第二年，你还是丰富。
And even that supply will last till the next year.
你到了第三年你还是丰富。
And until the third year, you're still satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
以色列人有这个信心吗？
Did the Israelites have this faith?
他们没有这个信心。
They did not have this
faith. 他们相信不了。
They could not believe.
所以他们不信神的话。
They did not believe in God's word.
他们不认识他们主人的丰富。
They did not recognize the riches of their master.
所以他们一直在犯这个安息年。
So then they were always working on the
Sabbath. 犯到最后神就把他们掳到巴比伦去了。
And finally they were they were in captivity in Babylon.
那么七十年对不对
？For 70 years.
圣经告诉我们，这七十年他们还债。
And in these 70 years, so they had to pay back.
因为他们有七十年没有守安息年。
Because in 70 years they did not hold the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹，这都说明了神如果要给我们，他是给我们的丰丰富富的。
So this says that if God gives to us, He will give to us in abundance.
在先知马拉基书里面也这样讲到。
And in Malachi, it also tells us.
他说如果你们把当纳的十分之一啊，那么那奉献出来了。
That if you give, offer out one tenth of what you have.
他说你们一次看看，试试看我。
And try me.
我能不能为你们打开天上的窗户？
I will open up the heavens to you.
The window of the heavens.
The window of the heavens.
那么把这个丰富倒下来，你无处可容。
And I will pour out my abundance upon you. In an imaginable way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有很多时候我们不够明白，不够认识我们主人的这个丰富。
In an unimaginable way. It's so hard for us to grasp the abundance of our God.
在路加福音第六章三十八节那里。
In Luke chapter 6, it tells us.
神说你如果有给别人的。
And the Lord says that,if you give to others,
就你分享神的丰富给别人。
So if you give the abundance of God to others,
然后这神怎么回报你呢？
How will God repay what you have given out?
那里有个形容很有意思。
It depicts it in this way.
他说那里连摇带按。
That it says that, it will be pressed down and shaken.
然后上尖下流
and it will be poured out to overflowing.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗从前他们在旧约时代中他们用这个斗啊升啊那么把麦子给别人啊那种容器那种 vessel 拿麦子给别人
in that time period they would take containers of grain and pour it out、
啊、那么有时候给别人的时候呢倒在他的容器里面，对吧
？And they would take it from their container and pour it out into someone else's container.
那为了叫他多一点，你会把那个容器摇一摇，对不对
？And in order to give them more, they would shake the container to loosen.
你摇一摇的时候，那个麦子又会下去一点。
And as you shake their container, the grains even out and it lowers.
那不仅这样，还用手把它按一按，那就按得更低了。
And not only that, but you press it down to make more space.
然后呢，就在上面再倒这个麦子下去。
And then you pour even more grain into their container.
这个麦子越来越多，越来越多，就变成个尖的。
And then as the container fills up, it becomes a pinnacle.
那么你倒到上面的时候呢，这个麦子不仅尖，还会流下来，对不对
？And you pour into their container so much where it not only gets the tip, but it spills over.
主就用这个说明我们的神。
And God uses this to talk about
our God. 他是一个全足的神。
That He is a full and all-sufficient God.
那就是呢，你记得啊。是连摇带按上尖下流
So just remember he's a God who shakes and presses down and fills to overflowing
所以弟兄姊妹你今天在地上的生活
So today our life in the world
你不用怕你有给的必有给你的
So don't be afraid the more you give the more you will be given
神给你的会更多
And what God gives to you will be even more
更实在
And more real more
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神，神实在是极其的丰富。
We have to know that our God is truly an abundant.
你有没有记得那个五饼二鱼的故事
？He's an all-sufficient God. Do you remember the story of when Jesus feeds the 5,000?
你看，用五个饼两条鱼，可以这个喂满了五千人。
Five loaves of bread, two fish, he is able to feed the 5,000.
我们的神是何等的丰富。
Our God is an abundant God.
所以今天我们侍奉神。
today when we serve God,
我们必须认识我们主人的丰富。
We have to understand and recognize the riches of our master.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们认识了神是这样丰富的神，
if we can recognize that our master is this abundant,
并且他是这样的愿意供应我们，
and he is this willing to supply our every need,
那么你过信心生活就很容易了。
Then if you were to live a life of faith, it is easy.
你不需要忧虑了。
You don't need to struggle.
但是我们这人很会忧虑。
But for us humans, we struggle a lot.
所以主也用话在这里鼓励我们。
So God uses words to encourage us.
他说你们不需要忧虑。
He says you don't need to struggle.
Worry. 你看那个天上的飞鸟。
You see the birds of the air.
它也不种也不收。
They don't need to work.
对。那么神像是养活他们。
And God takes care of them.
他说你们比飞鸟贵重的多了。
And you are much more valuable than those birds.
圣经用这些话都是在激励我们。
And the Bible uses these words to encourage us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的神是丰富的神。
Our God is an abundant God.
无论在物质。
Whether in material things, spiritual things.
他都是丰富的主。
He is an abundant God.
所以今天我们应当有信心服侍他。
So today we need to serve him with faith.
他总是一定先供应我们。
For sure he will first supply our
needs. 让我们也能够分享他的丰富。
Then we can also, give out what he has given us.
所以感谢我们的主。
So we thank our God.
他让我们做他的仆人。
He has allowed us to be his servants.
如果你这样认识，那真是做他的仆人是何等的有福。
And if we can serve him and recognize him in his abundance, then we will be blessed.
所以在主回来之前，
So before the Lord returns,
我们需要成为主的好仆人。
We have to become his good servants.
所以好仆人第一件重要的事情就是知道有主人。也认识主人。
So the first thing for a good servant is we need to recognize our master.
愿主借他的灵把他的话开启在我们里面。
May the Lord's Spirit open up these words to us.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
May we bow and have another word of prayer.
主啊，今天早晨我们把满心的感谢归给你。
Lord, this morning we give you all the thanksgiving in our hearts.
当你的话在我们中间解开的时候，
And as your word is opened up to us,
我们心里真是充满了欢喜快乐。
We are truly full of joy.
因为你这位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Because you are a God who possesses heaven and earth.
你是丰富的主。
You are an abundant God.
你不仅拥有一切，
Not only do you possess all things,
你可以供应我们一切。
You can also supply our everything.
你的丰富是无穷无尽。
Your supply is limitless.
并且你所给我们都是远超过我们所求所想。
And everything you give us is far greater than what we can imagine.
我们从深处把感谢归给你。
So from the depths of our being, we keep
it. 但愿在地上还有不多的日子。
While on earth, we only have a little bit more time.
主啊，不仅在外面的物质上，你丰富的供应我们。
Not only do you supply us in the physical and material world.
我们更求你叫我们在灵里面过着富足的生活。
We ask more so that we would be filled with your abundance spiritually.
愿我们都能丰丰富富进你的国。
That we can enter your kingdom abundantly.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
You bless your own words.
垂听我们的祷告
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好我们还有一点时间做一点简短的报告
We have a little bit of time and we'll use that for announcements.
请弟兄姊妹们重视每个礼拜各样的聚会
May all the brothers and sisters pay attention to all theweekly meetings.
礼拜二有祷告聚会。
Our Tuesday prayer meeting.
礼拜五有读经的聚会。
Our Bible studies on Friday.
礼拜六有东南区读经的聚会。
The Southeast Bible study on Saturday.
还有下个主日啊有这个擘饼的聚会。
And the breaking of bread meeting, next Sunday.
下个主日是是 Ben 跟红中两个 弟兄要交通。
And next Sunday, the message will be given by John Hong and
我们有柯云呢跟 Josh 两个弟兄翻译。
Our brother Kering and brother Josh will be translating.
我们请弟兄姊妹们为着弟兄们祷告。
And may we keep our brothers in prayer.
我们真的很需要听见主的话。
We desperately need to hear the voice of God.
求主借着弟兄们对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us through our brothers.
好，我想没有什么其他的报告。
I think that's it for our announcements.
我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting this morning.
弟兄姊妹再见。
Farewell, brothers and sisters.